As we mentioned, in the time of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, so there were different things, hakanas, that were done, which were important for them, but perhaps they were even more important, b'negeya, to the churban that they knew was facing them. The Gemara talks about in the time of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, so that's the time that the bezin that was in Lishkas Hagozes became bottle. The bezin moved from place to place, and this is the Mishnah that we have in Rosh Hashanah that talks about it over there. That Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, on the bottom of the Amid. So over there it says Golsa Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says they went from the Lishkis Hagozis Lichanus, Umechanus Liyerushalayim. So, which means is it went out of the Lishkis Hagozis, went into the Chanuyos, and Rashi explains because they had there, you know, was different, enclosures that they went and there they stayed. And the reason was because Leidonu Dine Nefoshes. And this we explained before, that the reason they didn't want to be dan dinei nefoshes, the chazi denefishi reitzim, because they saw that there were murderers that were found, and because of that they didn't want to be found anymore in the Lishkas Hagozes, where they would be able to be mechayiv misa, and they wouldn't be able to fear duch to give misa. So they felt that they're better off not being in a position where they could be mechayiv misa at all. And none of the bezdinim, if there isn't a Sanhedrin and Lishkas Hagozes, so nobody could be mechayiv misa. And they felt that that way was a better way to go, because they couldn't fear duch with the Einstein. So that's the reason why they went out of Lishkas Hagozes. And they went to the Chanus. But then it says they went from the Chanus to the Yerushalayim, someplace else in Yerushalayim, Umi Yerushalayim liYavne. And from Yerushalayim, they went to Yavne, Umi Yavne leUsha. And Rashi says, when we talk about that they were in Yavne, so Rashi says that, Rashi says as follows. Yavne b'mei Rabbi Yochanan. Yavne, we're talking about in the days of Rabbi Yochanan, so this refers to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was in the same time as Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, because we mentioned Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Talmud of Hillel HaZaken, and Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken was the Einikul, but he took over for Hillel HaZaken. So this is in the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mechaira, he was the one who feared the yeshiva. We'll soon explain why. And this is also in the time of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. So in the time of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, not only did the Sanhedrin leave the Lishkas Hagozes and out into the streets of Yerushalayim, but it even left the streets of Yerushalayim and went to Yavne. Now, the question is, why did they go to the streets of Yavne? Why did they go to the city of Yavne? Why did they leave Yerushalayim, even if they couldn't be in the Lishkas Hagozes? But it's best to be near the Beis HaMikdash. Why did they leave the Beis HaMikdash? So the Pashtas is because being that they knew that the Churban is coming, and the Churban is the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, they wanted that there should be, that it shouldn't affect the yeshiva where the Talmid HaChachamim were learning. And therefore, even if the Beis HaMikdash was, we mentioned, the Churban, so to say, the problem was the Beis HaMikdash, because the Tzfukim were involved with the Beis HaMikdash. The Romans always had their eye in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's where the wealth was. So everything was focused on the Beis HaMikdash, and the Churban ultimately that's going to come, the signs that they saw was that the Churban is going to come in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is, but in the meantime, we have to see what could be done in order to save the yeshiva. And therefore, they took the yeshiva out of Yerushalayim, far away, so to say, from where the Churban is going to take place, in order that the Churban should not affect the yeshiva, at least not affect it to a great deal, that the yeshiva should be able to survive even after the churban. And that is the pshat when we learn later on, after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went out of the walls of Yerushalayim after the churban of the Beis HaMikdash, and he went to Aspionis Kesar, the Gemara in Gittin, he went to Aspionis Kesar, and he told him, Tein li Yavne v'chachomeho. So he asked for the city of Yavne v'chachomeho. Obviously, the city of Yavne v'chachomeho existed already. It was there. There was a city of Yavne that had in it chachomim. And he asked that the city of Yavne with its chachomim should be able to survive, so and that he shouldn't touch it. So when was the city of Yavne v'chachomeho established? This was established in the time of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, together with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They were the two gedolim of that generation, and they went to establish the yeshiva of Yavne in order to see to it, to secure the future of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should be able to survive and exist even after the churban. Now, after having understood this, so now we understand that, and the Nasi spent most of his time now in Yerushalayim, because the Nasi, as the leader of the people, as leader, Klapi the Romans also, he was the one he was the Manik, so he Taka spent his time in Yerushalayim. And who was with Yavne? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he had Gefirt Yeshiva in Yavne, and Rabbi Gamliel said Gefirt Klal Yisrael from Yerushalayim. So that's why we find Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai very much involved with the yeshiva. Now, after having heard this Hagdama, so now we can have another insight in another Gemara. Now the Gemara, we have the Gemara in Brachos, and Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says, Shimon Apikuli, Hizdir Yud Ches Brachos, Lifnei Rabbi Gamliel B'Yavna. That Shimon Apikuli, he was the one that was Mesader, the Yud Ches Brachos, for Rabbi Gamliel B'Yavna. There is a Shaila, exactly who this Rabbi Gamliel was. Because it could be Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, the one we're discussing now, before the Churban, or else it could be the Rabbi Gamliel who existed right after the Churban. And it would seem that there are many, many different rayas. So these are the rayas that are brought down in Toldos Tanoim V'Amoraim, and we'll soon explain how this works out well, that we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. And they were Mesader, the Tfilis, and the Mesader, the Tfilis means, as we explained before, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, they were the ones that, they started being Mesader, the Brachos, and the Tfilis, but in order to be Mesader it, in order to put it in order, it should be uniform, and everybody should say the exact same Tfilis, because over the tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash, so just like we had with the Mishnayos, we explained that when they started in the time of Shammai and Hillel, so you had different Mishnayos, different Brises, and then it became so that we must have one precise Mishnayos, and they chose which were the best, so to say, of the different Maimarim. In other words, you had Maimarim that were all very similar. Mishnayos, Brises, Teseftis, they have similar Maimarim, but amongst them, the ones that Hillel and Shammai and ultimately Rabbeinu HaKadosh held were the most precise, they became the ones that were the Mishnayos, and everybody else was kept as Brises. So B'nai Geya to the Tfilis, you had the same thing. Over the Tkufa, the second Beis HaMikdash, you had different Sdorim, so to say, B'nai Geya to the Tfilis. But now it had to be made precise. And that job was given over. Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken went to look for somebody that he should be able to mesader the tefillos. And he said, "Klum yesh adam sheyedea l'saken." He looked at the Gemara. Excuse me. The Gemara says that he took Shimon HaPikuli, and his there Yudches Brachas. He was Mesager, the Yudches Brachas. Now, then the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachom, Klum yesh adam sheyedea lesaken birchas hatzdukim. Is there anybody here that could be mesaken birchas hatzdukim? And this, of course, we know is the bracha that we have today, lamalshinim al tisikva. The bracha of lamalshinim. Now, this bracha of lamalshinim, we'll discuss more at length. So, this was not part of the Yudches brachas. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the Gemara is the kasha that you say that it's Yudches brachas. It's not Yudches, it's Yudtes. So, the Gemara says, well, the bracha of the Malshinim was added on later on. So the Gemara says, is there somebody here who knows how to be Mesakin the Bracha Birchas Hatzdukim? The Gemara says, Omad Shmuel HaKotan V'tikna. Shmuel HaKotan, he got up and he was Mesakin the Bracha. Now, there are rayas that Shmuel HaKotan was a Talmid of Hillel HaZokim. Rayas from the Yerushalmi. And I bazoi to say that the Shmuel HaKotan lived by the time of after the Churban, so it was very shver, but to say that he lived in the time of Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin, so this is very good. And it also, what he explains over here is that it's very interesting. We explained that there were many different people who came to be Megayer in the time of Hillel HaZokin. And that's the reason why they added on in this tefillah, Al Geirei HaTzedek. They put in a special tefillah for the Geirei HaTzedek, because there was like an influx of Geirim. You had many people that were Megayer at that time. So in other words, in the Seder of the Brachas, when they went to make the Brachas more precise, so then they added on Geirei HaTzedek, because then you had, it was the Taifsif, Geirei HaTzedek. But, being that now we're reaching a Tkufa, where his Chilu, with its Tzdukim, they were fearing on their Tzoris. And we mentioned that all the different halakim of tzaris that we had in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So that's why they went and they were mesakin the special bracha of the Malshinim. Now, the Emes HaDvarim is that it could very well be that the original nusach of this bracha was not for the Malshinim al tisikva. Malshinim are people who are malshin to the government against the Eden, but the original girsa was v'laminim al tihi sikfa. And v'laminim al tihi sikfa would include anybody who is a min, anybody who goes away from the derech ha-tayr, goes away from the derech ha-emes. And in there would be included the stukim, and would be included, and would be included everybody who goes away from the derech. Now, in this Gemara in Brachas, there is a tfus that we have that the censors took out, and the tfus is tfus Venitia, and in this tfus, On the Rashi, on that Gemara, so Rashi says like this. Rashi says that the Rashi that goes to explain this Gemara, so he explains as follows, that ultimately, La'achaz man meruba, kore l'tarbusei shel ha-noitzri, Shalomad Lahapach Divrei Elikim Chaim, and he went to be Mahapach Divrei Elikim Chaim. It was because of them, that this bracha of Laminim Al Tehi Sikfo was created. Okay? Now, this obviously then is referring to the Talmidim of Yeshu HaNoitzri that we explained is not the basis of the Christian religion, because this just happened. The Christian religion, in other words, if we're talking about Yeshu HaNoitzri that the Christians believe in, so that was right before Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. So Rashi is telling us that we're talking about a group of people that developed over the years, and they were the followers of Yeshu HaNoitzri. And obviously we're referring over here to the Yeshu HaNoitzri that existed in the time of Shimon ben Shetach and Rabbi Shula ben Gamla, and Shimon ben Shetach, when in the time of Yanni HaMelech, when they came back into Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara says that he was a Talmid of Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. We said over the Ganze Gemara, the Gemara is in Sanhedrin, and we also explained that he was a Kar of the Malchus, and because of that, they had to be careful, b'shas they were Machayev and Misa, and the influence that they had. So these people developed, and they moved on, so to say. And we said that then that it would seem to me that it refers to the Gnostics, who basically was Mamish Avoy Dezorov, what they believed in. It's Kamat exact, I mean, it follows through with all the Simanim of Avoy Dezorov, which we explained before. And Oibazoi, it would seem that this is who we're referring to over here, the Negea to this tefillah. The original Girsa was V'laminim Al Tisikvo. And once again, it was a tefillah that covered all of these different people, including the followers of Yeshu HaNoitzri that lived in the time of Shimon ben Shetach. And obviously they were causing havoc in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't the only ones, of course. There were them, and there was the Tzdukim, and everybody else that was living in Eretz Yisrael that went away from the Derech HaYosher, that were causing tzoris for the Yidden that were living in Eretz Yisrael at that time. And therefore, v'negeya to these people, that's why this tefillah was made up. So once again, this we know, we know this a little bit from the secular history, but it seems to come together with the what we have over here, assuming that this Rashi is richtig, because it wasn't Tachas Yadenu, so you can't be 100% positive that it's right, but assuming that it's right, and that was the one of the main reasons for this bracha that was made, so they were causing different tzoros for Klal Yisrael. There were many different groups of people that are off in many different directions, and as we go on, we'll see a little bit more than that as we get closer to the Churban. And that's the reason why this bracha was made. So they weren't necessarily Malshinim. Malshinim are people who go to the government against us. This is Lav Dafka Malshinim, but these were Minim, and the original Nusach Taka was Minim. It could be it was taken out by the censor because of the sensitivity that the censor had, thinking that we're referring to the followers of Christianity, and it can be because this is, again, we're before the development of Christianity. Now, we have from Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, besides the development of the tefillah, we have many, many different things that Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken was misaking. You know, like we have in the Gemara that he made different takonis and tikkun ha'olam. And once again, it's difficult to know if this tikkun ha'olam obviously was very important b'shaitai. But it could very well be as important as it was b'shaitai, but it was extremely important for after the Churban. For instance, one of the takonas that he made was that the halacha is that when a person gives over a get, so and he gives the get to a shliach, and the shliach goes to the isha to hand over the get, so the halacha is that the baal, before the get gets to the hands of the isha, is could be mevatel the get, he could mevatel the shlichus, and therefore the shliach can't hand over the get. Now what could happen then is that a shliach is going with his get to give over the get, he doesn't know, he leaves the baal in one city, he doesn't realize that the baal was mevatel the shlichus. And therefore, when the shliach gives over the get to the isha, he's not a shliach anymore, and the get is not chal. So what we can have is a situation that a isha that's makabel a get, but she never really knows if the get really is a kosher a get, because maybe the shlichus became bottle. So Rav Gamliel went, and he asked a person, the baal, from being mevatel the get. Another din he had by the get was, is that when you write up the get, not only should you put in the names of the get, that the emissar names, Lashon Kodesh names in the get, but also Kol Shum Sheyeshba, all different aliases, nicknames, all different names that you have, also have to be included in the get, in order that it should be able to be very clear exactly who we're talking about. No, you could be in a place where a person, people know the husband by one name, his real name is the Moshe, but he's known by Maris, so therefore you have to write in Maris also. That way it should become very clear exactly who you're referring to. It's not the different shittas in Rishonim, but according to some Rishonim, the Gamliel was misakin that you should always have Eide Chasima in a get. Even if you could use Eide Mesira, it's either Rabbeinu Tam Shita, even if La Halacha Eide Mesira themselves are good enough, but Rabbi Gamliel was Mesakin, that you should have always have Eide Chasima in the get, in order that you should be able to know that the get is a kosher get. Now, in all of these three cases, it could very well be that it was important in Eretz Yisrael, but much more important, once we're going to be in Golis. Because once you're going to be in Golis, you could be talking about a get that's going from one country to another country. Yidden are going to be spread out in all different countries. So the possibility of a person being mevatel the get in one country and giving over the get in another country and the isha not knowing about it is a much greater possibility. Also, b'negeya to the different names that are found in the get. Well, if we're going to go into different countries, speaking different languages in the future, so it becomes, of course, very, very important. And b'negeya to the having Eide Chasima in the get. Well, as long as you're in the same country, it's easier to find the Eide Mesira. It's hard, and we could see a reason for the takana. But if once we're going into different countries, so then it's mamish impossible. How are we going to track down who the Eidei Mesira was? So there it's crucial that you should have Eidei Chasima in the get. So once again, we could see very well why the Gamliel HaZaken, looking out for Kedushas Yisrael, went all out to make sure that the Gittin should, making these takanas for the Gittin. Another takana that Rabbi Gamliel made was that you could be makabel the edus of an eid echad to say meiz baili, say meiz baila, and the Gemara says that how could this be? Because daiku mintsuva, because the isha, there's a chazaka that the isha is not going to get married until she knows clearly that the husband taka died, and once again it must have been that it was something that happened not seldom, more than seldom, or like we're saying, something that Rabbi Gamliel was chayish is going to happen a lot more than seldom, and therefore, because of that, Rabbi Gamliel went all out in order to see to it that this takana should be made. We also find in Ovis Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Zayin, that Rabbi Gamliel is one who said what he said in Perek Yavis is that a person should get himself a Rebbe, and we can understand this. He says you should get yourself a Rebbe in order you shouldn't have any sfeikas, because we realize, of course, that if you're living in Yerushalayim with the Lushka Sagozes, where the Sanhedrin is all around you, so it's a little bit less common to run into a situation where you might have sreikas. However, once you're after the Churban, or even at this time of chaos that's going on in Eretz Yisrael, so it could be very well that a person is not going to know. He's not going to know the halacha, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel says that a person has to see to it that he should have a rebbe in order to be very clear. He should know clearly what the halacha is. Interesting also that amongst the takonis that Rabbi Gamliel made was what the Gemara says in Vayitkotn Chav Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara says that B'rishayna Hayu Haytzoyis Hameis Kosher LeKreivov. It used to be very difficult for the Kravim to bury a mace. And the reason was because there were very elaborate ceremonies that used to take place with a mace. The Tachrichim that they used were very elaborate, and even it seems that the Ganz Zach was very elaborate. At Shiborim, Gamliel, V'noa, Kalas, Reish, Ba'atzmai, V'yotza, B'tlai, Pishtan. So Gamliel was Masakin that the Tachrichim should be very simple Tachrichim. And here again, it was the Inyan of Kavod HaMeis. He was Chayish for the Inyan of Kavod HaMeis in that generation, and the Inyan of Kavod HaMeis for the generations that should follow. If the minig would be that an Adam Choshev, so to say, would have a fancy Tachrichim, and somebody else they took out with simple Tachrichim, what is gefelt in Kavod HaMeis. So Rabbi Gamliel made this Takana also. And finally, just mention one other thing that the Gemara says when Agiyat of Gamliel Azoki in the Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says that until the time of Rabbi Gamliel, Hayu Lomdim Torah Meumit. People used to learn Torah standing. Kishemeis Yarat Chayli LaElam Hayu Lomdim Torah MeYushiv. And then afterwards, when Gamliel was Nifta, so there was a chayli, a weakness that came down to the world, and they used to learn Torah sitting down. And that could be, like the Gemara says in Saita, Bishameisam Gamliel Azokim Batul Kavod HaTorah. It was a chsar in Kavod HaTorah that originally people were able to learn Torah always standing. And now we're in a situation where a person in Torah had to sit down. It's almost like the Gemara saw in this chulsha that was Yard La'ilam after the Misa of Rabbi Gamliel. So we're entering now a new era, because with the Ptira of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, and this coincides with the Ptira of Agrifus, which was, once again, a situation where Klal Yisrael was, and through the efforts of Rabbi Gamliel HaZokein, and with the efforts of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, were able to make changes and takonis in order to prepare Klal Yisrael for the Churban that they knew was coming, was over the horizon. So once Rabbi Gamliel HaZokein was Nifta, so they saw that now there's a chulsha that's yard alayl. A schwachheit was kumt auf der Welt. And once the schwachheit is coming on this world, so we have to prepare ourselves. Now we know that this schwachheit, this gashmi is the schwachheit, and this ruchni is the schwachheit, what's facing us in the future. And from this point on, we're going to be learning after the Misa of Rabbi Gamliel HaZokein. So we're going to learn about how we have about 20 years before the Churban, and we're inching our way closer and closer to the Matzav of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash.